Welcome you to episode 287 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I want to open up by thanking a guy, a brilliant artist who I can now call a friend, and I'm happy to be able to say that, Robert Glasper. You've heard me mention him before, brilliant jazz pianist. He did an album in 2014. It's called Covered. It's with his acoustic trio. And he closes with a song called I'm Dying of Thirst. And it's an amazing, moving song where he has children reading the names of black people killed by the police. And very moving. And I probably needed that. I needed something, I guess, to remind me. I don't even know if hope is the right word. Today is August 11th, and today's the day Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris to be his running mate. Now, I'll tell you right up front, if you've listened to me, if you heard me talk, you know, I like Kamala Harris. I liked her when she was running for president. I like her as a senator. Every time they have one of those Senate hearings, I love the questions she asks and the grilling she does. And, she's the vice presidential candidate, and I support the ticket. And I was happy for maybe 10 minutes. Now, let's say 8. I saw and heard the hatred that came at Kamala Harris from Democrats, from black people, from women. I'm not going to say I'm surprised. I'm going to say I'm very disappointed. And I think once again, the Democrats will lose from the front. I do not blame Ms. Harris. I do not blame Joe Biden. I blame short-sighted, small-minded voters who are not getting their way and therefore want to take their toys and go home. And listen, that's your right. I am not saying you don't have the right to do it. It's your right. Do what you want. I will say that I thought anything was better than 4 more years of Trump. And the Republicans have to be sitting back celebrating what's going on. Now, listen, I know you wanted Susan Rice, but guess what? Biden didn't pick her. You wanted Stacey Abrams? Biden didn't pick her. You wanted Michelle Obama, Oprah, Beyonce, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion. It doesn't matter. He didn't pick any of them, okay? He picked Kamala Harris. Now, this is something that the Republicans do so much better than the Democrats. There were Republicans, millions upon millions of Republicans that couldn't stand Donald Trump. Still can't. Can't stand Donald Trump. But they voted for the party. And you know what they got? They got 2 seats on the Supreme Court. Guess what? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I don't think she has 4 more years on the bench. I really don't. The hundreds of incompetent, partial judges that Trump got to pick over the last 3.5 years. If Trump gets 4 more years, and I'm thinking he will, as of today, I'm thinking he will. Can you imagine? You thought he was bad. He's going to think he has a mandate. He's going to say that this is God telling him. These executive orders have just started. Remember, he's got all the judges. So who's to stop him from any of these executive orders that he's starting with now? Now, listen, Kamala Harris, perfect? Far from it. Did she send a lot of black people to jail? A hell of a lot of black people to jail. When she was a prosecutor in San Francisco in the Bay Area, some of the things she did were horrible. Biden, did Biden do some bad shit? Did Biden have some terrible ideas and feelings about black people, especially during that anti-crime, whatever you want to call it, back during the 90s? Yes. Yes, they were wrong. Am I a hypocrite? I'll be a hypocrite. I'll be a hypocrite. You know why? Because I believe the absolute worst Biden Harris is better than the best Trump Pence. You know something? I don't even know if there's a best Trump Pence. I don't even know what that statement means. I haven't heard or seen them do anything that I would consider good. So I don't know what's best. They're looking at going after Social Security. That'll be one of the things that'll come up in the next 4 years. Again, the Supreme Court, that'll happen, you know. And again, it was so disappointing. Some of the people who came at me personally, I have a friend who sent me a post from Candace Owens talking about how many people Kamala Harris put in jail, and he tagged it, "She's not wrong." Yeah, that's good. We're going to go with Candace Owens. I have another friend who told me that Bernie's press secretary sent out a Trump quote, which was anti-Kamala Harris. Because, yeah, why wouldn't you? See, everybody's butt hurt. Everybody's feelings are hurt because their candidate didn't win. I'm sorry. I'm sorry your candidate didn't win. My candidate didn't win. Biden's not my first choice. I like Kamala Harris. I understand why people don't. It's up to you. I don't care. You know, and then there's that whole thing of black people automatically voting Democrat. Yeah, I do. I do, because the Republicans support racism. Because the Republicans tell me that all lives matter, that my people are criminals, that it's okay to kill people who look like me. See, I'm a large black man. I know what it's like to have a cop scared of me. There's nothing worse than standing there facing a cop who's scared of you. See, I know what that's like. And I watch immigration because my dad was an immigrant. My dad came in legally. He got here. But I understand immigration. Yeah. Republican? Never. Call me what you want. Call me a robot. Call me a hypocrite. Call me whatever. But you know what? I got a lot of Mexican friends, and they're damn good people, and they work hard, and they're doing the same thing every immigrant group that ever came to America is doing, trying to do for their families. And if they are criminals, so what? So was the Italians, right? They had the mafia when they came over. No, I'm not saying all Italians are criminals, but I'll tell you this. They're movies now. They're romanticized. So, yeah. Personally, listen. I don't know. I so want to give up. People have been asked. I got nothing. I got nothing. The Democrats are going to do it again. They were like, "We're not voting for Hillary. We hate Hillary, blah, blah, blah." These last 4 years of Trump, gone in one day. In one day, it seems people have forgotten just how bad this presidency is. As we're locked in our homes collecting unemployment and hoping for more unemployment because our economy is shut down and not restarting like the rest of the world because we have a fucking idiot in the White House who refuses to believe in science. It's staggering. It's not even like it was long. We're in the midst of it now. You know what? Biden doesn't work for Putin. Okay? Biden doesn't work for Putin. Biden and Harris would probably get along with our allies around the world. Probably. I'm guessing. Yeah. But that's okay because, you know, she put some black people in jail. And again, not saying it was right. I'm saying it was in the past. I'm saying I've seen a dynamic woman in the Senate. I've seen a woman challenge these people in these hearings. People like Kavanaugh and so on. And I was very impressed, but I guess that's just me being a robot or something. I don't know. And then they say she's fake, and I don't know what that means, that she's fake. Fake what? Fake what? Not black enough? Are we going to bring that up because she doesn't meet some standard that some people think she should have? I don't know. I honestly don't know what she's fake about. I'm pretty confident Joe Biden, not perfect, far from it, will not tell 20,000 verified lies in less than 4 years in the White House. Yeah, Trump just passed 20,000 verified. by fact checkers. But, you know, at least he's real, right? He's not fake. There were some things I was going to talk about in this podcast. I was going to talk about the cops in Santa Clarita, an area where I used to live in, an area where a friend of mine who I grew up with, who I went to high school with, who I love, raised his kids. And the cops were called because some black kids were on a bus stop and a homeless white guy, probably mentally ill, who knows, pulled a knife on him. So people called the cops, and the cops came and they pulled out their guns and their rifles and they aimed them at the black kids because they heard the kids were armed with a skateboard. Those cops should be fired for being fucking cowards. Forget about racists, just cowards. Can you imagine being scared of two or three kids with a skateboard? You're a cop, you're a grown ass man with all this training and you can fight and everything. You're scared of kids with a fucking skateboard? But I'm not going to talk about it. I was going to talk about the former CEO of McDonald's, who's about to lose $42 million in severance pay, his golden parachute, because he was having affairs with women who worked for him. Yeah. Steve Easterbrook, thinking with his dick. Could cost him millions, $42 million. Jeez. I hope she was good. But I'm not going to talk about it. We got the COVIDiots at Sturgis, the big motorcycle rally. I've been to Sturgis. Sturgis is unbelievable. It was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever seen. Hundreds of thousands of motorcycles taking over three towns and some beautiful riding. But they're all out there now with no masks, partying. Who knows how many of them are going to get the virus. I was going to talk about them, but nah. Looting in Chicago. Some woman getting her nails done after testing positive. Going to the nail salon, possibly infecting those people. I was going to talk about a lot of shit, but you know what? I got nothing. I honestly got nothing. I watch people, the votes that they thought they could count on go away. And again, I'm not blaming Biden, nor am I blaming Kamala Harris. I'm blaming small-minded, short-sighted people not looking at the big picture, not supporting the party, not getting in power and then figuring it out like the Republicans do. Nah, I'm going to stay home. I'm not going to vote. There's no good choices. It's bad or worse. Yeah, guess what? The best people in America don't run for president. They run corporations so that they can get $42 million when they parachute out. The best people in America don't run for president. Barack Obama was an anomaly. He was an anomaly. He's not the norm. Look at the presidents this country has had. But none of that shit matters. Sorry, people. I love you. I got nothing. Who's paying attention? Apparently, no one. And I'm not saying this like I'm better than anyone. Again, your choice is your choice. I'm not better than anyone. I'm just saying that we watched this happen 4 years ago. And in one day, when I say we, this is America, people. Don't pretend we're better than this. If Trump gets reelected, don't pretend we're better than this. This is our choice. This is what we do. The Democrats could have energized behind this. They're not going to convert that mythical middle America white guy they talk about, but they could have got Generation Z and maybe immigrants, and just they could have got people to vote who hadn't voted before. But instead, we get the people who maybe did vote before saying they're not going to vote. Why? Because, you know, she's fake. Well, I guess Beyonce in 2024. Maybe they'll approve of that. I got nothing. I'm here in the bubble. 10 years to go. Only problem is I only got about 4 years worth of money. I guess I'll figure that one out. Thanks. Bye.